Call you later, so we're going to call you.
Very good morning. As most of you know, this period of time between Pesach and Atzeres is a period of which we talk about it as being as man pachona, the Kabbalah Satera, preparation of the Kabbalah Satera, count the Oimer, the separate mitzvah in its own, and we think about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to reflect on one aspect of something which relates to this period, and Be'ez Hashem, in Be'ez HaMerish B'di Chiddush, will hopefully learn something new. In the last few parashas, since Parashas Shmini, I'm sure all of you have noticed that the Torah has been stressing a specific mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah of Kedusha. At the end of Parashas Shmini, the parasha begins, the parasha ends with the words, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodesh ani. We find later on in the parasha, and Rashi there, when you look at the words, Rashi says, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ki ani Hashem Amara Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim, v'yisachem v'elekim v'yisem kedoshim ki kodesh ani. Another pasuk in Rashi there says, Shem Sha'ani Kodesh, just like I'm holy. Sha'ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I'm Hashem your God. Kach v'skadishtem, kachroatzimchem b'matar, make yourselves holy here in this world, v'yisem kadoshim, and that way I can be makadish you, l'malo in olam haba. Then we have the parasha of kadoshim. The pasuk says clearly, kadoshim to you, l'alekeichem. Kadoshim to you, ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And there we have the two different explanations. What does it mean, kadoshim to you? Rashi says it means kushim from Arayis, you separate yourself from the Arayis and from Averis. The Ramban, we know, famously says, it's Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutaloch, which means that there are things that we're allowed to do, but doesn't necessarily mean we have to overindulge. Then we have later on in the parish Kedoshim, which says, V'skadishtem V'yisim Kedoshim, and here's very interesting. For those of you who go through Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean, V'skadishtem? Zu Prishas Avedis Kechovim. This is separation of Avedis Kechovim from Avedis Zara. It's very interesting where Rashi got this explanation from, of all the other ideas of Kedusha. And the Pasuk then, at the end of Kedoshim, says, V'yisim li Kedoshim ki Kodosh ani Hashem. You getting the picture? And finally, last week, etc., it says, V'loi sechallu Hashem Kodshi, v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem ekadishem. And it ends with the words, Hamotzi Eschem be'eretz Mitzrayim, li'esachem li'likim ani Hashem. Now there Rashi, very interesting, because Rashi there describes what does it mean to be lo'esachallu Hashem kotchi, and what does it mean to be v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And we're not going to go maybe in depth in with what Rashi talks about, but what we're going to point out is that we find in this Inyan of Kedusha, there are two statements which explain why Hashem wants us to be Kodesh. In one time we see the words, Ani Hashem hamale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, because I'm Hashem that brought you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, I elevated you when I took you out of Mitzrayim. And the other term is the one that we are so used generally to say every morning, Ani Hashem hamoitzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem who brought you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. If we have time, we will talk a little bit about what that means. I don't know if we will have time. And we do notice, somebody once came to me, and he said to me in davening, for those of us who are aware of the words that we use when we daven, then we say, Anoich Hashem ha-malchom me'eretz Mitzrayim har-chepicho va'amaleim. Anyone ever wondered why suddenly in Hoidu we use the words, Ani Hashem ha-malcho, I elevated you out from Mitzrayim. And what does it mean, the words Harkafif of Amalei? Okay, so we quite clearly see the trend of the parishes that there's an Inyan of Kedusha. So let's understand, what is the mitzvah of Kedusha? Is it a passive mitzvah? Or is it an active mitzvah? Or is it both? We're going to look at one specific approach, looking at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the Kol Averis of HaTorah, all the Averis in the Torah, if a person says to a person to transgress and do not get killed, the halacha is, you transgress in order that you should not be killed. Amar Bishmol, the Gemara says, chutz, this is excluding, of the three cardinal sins that we know of, Avedus Gechavim, Gedarois, and Shluch Stom. Right, so famous, we know, three Averis, Yehori Vadi Aver. But more ask the question, what about Avedus Gechavim is saying that if you've got your life at stake, you're allowed to let yourself get killed? Says the Gemara, Amar Bishmol, we learn a bright summer of Bishmol. The Gemara brings Bishmol quotes that if someone is told that he has to serve Avedus Zara, otherwise he'll be killed. Minayin should yavit vadi ahari. From where do we know that a person should actually should serve Avedus Zara, but don't get killed? Talmud Lema says Rabbi Shimon v'chai b'hem v'loy sheyomus b'hem. Right, the possibility at the end of Parashat Achremos, the Torah says the idea of the Torah and the mitzvahs is for a person to live with them, not to die by them. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, the mutter should dechal Shabbos achas v'shvil sheyishmer Shabbos Shabbos is harbe. It's okay for us to dechal Shabbos if someone's a chiddush yesh b'sakana. Because in the end, it will bring him to be Makai and many more Shabbosses. And Rabbi Shmuel uses this to teach us that a person should serve Avodah Zarah. Maybe perhaps that explains a little bit about the Maranas, who served Avodah Zarah passions, and yet they did the Betzinah, the Farhesia, but not Betzinah. But then the Gemara says, Minayin Yochla Filo Befarhesia. Maybe what happens if it's in the public? Everyone's watching. Is it okay then to save Avodah Zarah at the threat of being killed? Says the Gemara, Loisa Chalalu Eshem Kodshi, Benignashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. So it's here the Gemara learns out this idea of the importance that when it comes to transgressing one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or the loisas of the Torah, when it comes to doing it in public, the Torah is very clear, Benignashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. And Rashi, that Rashi which I pointed out to you, Rashi's lashon there is that the Torah wants from a person that when they are moisa atzmo lomus, when they're willing to moisa nefesh, when they're at the threat of instead being transgressing and doing an avera, a person should have in mind that I'm doing it almanos to die, not almanos that Hashem is going to do for me a miracle. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit more depth. But this idea, this is the beginning of where we talk about this whole musug of dying al kiddush Hashem. And that the idea that we see from Rashi is that a person shouldn't try and say, hey, let's look at Avraham Avinu to see. He went into Ur Kasdim and he was saved. So it's okay if the guy puts the gun to my head and says, do an Aveira, I know Hashem's going to do miracles. No. The Gemara then says, Tanya Kavalata. So we have a bright Ashit of Bishmol who says that what? That you're allowed to serve Avodah Zarah the threat of being killed. The Gemara says, we hold the three Averis a person is not allowed to. And that is because we hold that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. What is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? The Pasuk says, which we say every morning, V'ahafes Hashem Adikecho, V'chol Nevokcho, V'chol Nafsho, V'chol Meidecho. The Gemara says there are two types of people. There are some people who their money is more important to them than their lives. The Gemara in Chulin says. And we have those who their lives are more important than their money. To teach us the Avodah Zarah, because the parasha of Ahavas Hashem, what's the polar opposite of Ahavas Hashem? The polar opposite is serving Avodah Zarah. So we know that the whole parasha of Krishna is a reference, as we see later on, beside So we see that we're talking about Avodah Zarah. So from here, the Gemara says, the Shit of Rabbi Elazar, that when a person is under the threat of serving Avodah Zarah and the threat of his life, he doesn't matter, he should let himself get killed. The Gemara says, what about Gilei Averis and Shlichus Domim? Says the Gemara, we find by Shlichus Domim, the Gemara says a Svara. What's the Svara? Somebody once came before Rabbi, and he said that the mayor of the town, who was a wicked pirate, had told him that if he doesn't kill Pliny, then he'll be killed. And the Rabbi said to him, no, Zazan doesn't, you should be killed. But don't kill Pliny. Why not? Because he said your blood is sweeter than Yana's blood. And the Gemara learns that when it comes to the parish of Namari Rasa, which talks about the healing of Arois, it says, the Gemara says, we learn out that the Indian of Arois, we learn a drasha from, where it say, what's the Shaykhus? We learn from each one learns from each other, and that what we learn in our roots from Ritzichas Tamim is this idea that a person should be a horeg mal yavreg. Let me finally end with the last words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is all shalei b'shas kezeres malchus. But if it's b'shas kezeres malchus, says the Gemara, afilo mitzvah kala, a person is obligated to be yahoreg mal yavreg. Very interesting, this Gemara, the shit of Rabbi Elazar, is the same shit of Rabbi Elazar quoted in the Gemara in Brachos, which is what we come to in today's topic, Be'etzem. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva learned like Rabbi Elazar. He also, Darshan says the Gemara, B'chol nafshecha, afilu noitilis nafshecha. Says the Gemara in Brachos of Samach Dalad on the base, Tana Rabbanon. Pam achas gozra malchus harisha, shalayas yisroh batorah. The Romans decreed that Klal Yisrael weren't allowed to be Oisik Batera. And Pachas Ben Yehuda came and he saw Rabbi Kiva was, you know, he was doing start the way to Torah away. So he said to him, listen, come on, you want to teach Torah? Teach Torah and in the caves. Or says, you know, making a whole big, being Makil Kehillis for Rabbim. You know what's going to happen. We all know. Where Rabbi Kiva responded to him, I'll give you a muscle of what you're asking me to do. He says, the fox is going on the riverside and he sees the fish darting and swimming away. So the fox goes to the fish. He says, guys, what are you swimming away from? Why are you darting? He says, what do you mean? There's these big nets that are ready to catch us. We're trying to stay free, stay alive. So the fox says, you know what? I've got a great answer to your problem. You know what that is? Come to my dry land, where my special humble abode, where me and your fathers live together in happiness and peace, and everything will be all right. So they answer him, fox, you're the fox that they say is the pikeach, the clever one of all the animals. You're a fool. He says, if already, in the place of where our habitat is, where we live, which gives us life, which is water, we're already having to be afraid for our lives, or we're going to go to dry land where there's no life. Said Rabbi Kiva, beautiful. He said, Torah is my chiyus, Torah is my life. Am I going to go run away from being makil kehillus for Rabbim and have no life? And therefore, the Gemara says, Lo hoyu rab yomim muhatu. It wasn't very long, as we know, before the Romans grabbed Rabbi Kiva, and interestingly, they also grabbed Pappas Ben Yehuda. And they were imprisoned in the same cell. They were cellmates. So Pappas Ben Yehuda goes to Rabbi Kiva. He says, Rabbi Kiva, happy is you that you are nitvas, you are being imprisoned for trying to be makel, to doing something which was important for Klal Yisrael, to be teach Torah to the rabbin, to the multitudes. And me, I've been in prison for some embezzling or dealings which I shouldn't have been involved in. And the Gemara then says, when they took Rabbi Kiva out to be killed, it was this man Kriya Shema. It was time of Kriya Shema, and they were combing his flesh with iron combs. And Rabbi Kiva was being makabel in Malchus Shemaim, he was saying Shema. Says Talmidim said to him, his student said to him, Rebbe Ad Kan, you know, this is what you live for. And then Rabbi Kiva answers, he says, you know, all my life I waited. How would it be possible, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim, when it says the words B'chol Nafshecha, how I learned B'chol Nafshecha? When? How could I be Mekayim this mitzvah? And he says that now, finally, I've got this opportunity to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. So he was marich with the word echad, and his neshama left him with the word echad, and the baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, happy is Rabbi Kiva, that his soul went out with the loss of echad. That a peledik azach, Rabbi Kiva is maki kedus for Rabbim, he's moisa terah to Klal Yisrael. You would think that a person like Rabbi Kiva would be the person that the greatest miracle happens, right? Chanani, Mishael v'Azariah were thrown in the Kibbutz of Ma'ej. Rabbi Kiva? A gory death? In such a despicable way? It sounds tragic. In fact, we know Gemara. The Gemara says, when it comes to the kaporis, a person needs mitzvah sase, And then when it comes to the Kriya, I mean, he saves him and frees us. And the Gemara ends the pasuk and says, Avamisha yesh biyodei chil na Hashem, ein lo kriyach v'tshuva nitlis, lo bi makipa l'chaper, v'lo bi yisur n'marik, el akulun toidu n'umisa marakis. The Gemara says that when it comes to the sin of chil na Hashem, nothing, there's no kapar, there's no atonement, the only atonement is death. And we know the midah b'dayla, the reward for doing the mitzvah is 500 tithes, right? Because it says, "Bring it over and over, salbonim, v'abrei bonim, ashreishim v'aribayim." And then the Torah says, "Mitzvah chesed la'alofim." That's 500 tithes, right? 500 times 4 equals 2,000. How could it be that Rabbi Akiva, who served Torah and did Torah in such a way, there was clearly, there's no chilul Hashem in the way Rabbi Akiva served the Rabbi Yisrael, and yet look at the death that he has to go through. The Gemara in Menachos, we all know that. For those of you who went through Menachos, we remember the Gemara. That B'Shal Sha'ol of Mishan Amar, when Mishan Avinu went up to Shemayim, he saw the Rabbi Yishleilim tying beautiful crowns on the letters. So he asked the Rabbi Yishleilim, what are these crowns? And the Rabbi Yishleilim said, there's going to be a person in generations to come who's going to darshan tili tili shalalachas on each court, on each little point on the Torah, there's going to be a drasha. So we give it as much as it's kasir. So Moshe Rabbeinu is taken to the back of the hall. You imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu is taken to the back of the hall, 8 rows behind, and there's a rabbi standing at the front teaching his Talmidim, and Moshe Rabbeinu has chaloshes, he doesn't understand what's going on, until somebody points out and asks the teacher, "Where do you know this halacha from?" He answers, "Halacha l'meishim yisinai," it's something here. Moshe Rabbeinu feels great. And Moshe Rabbeinu then comes back to the Rebbeinu, says, "Rebbeinu Shleilom, no, I see what he's doing, so why don't you do this? Hand it over to him to be bring the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Why me, if he's so great?" The Rebbeinu says, "Kachol of Machshava, this is my Machshava, this is what I wanted." So the Rebbeinu then said, "Okay, fine, I'd like to see what is his reward. Harisoni Torah Asa, you've shown me his Torah, show me his reward." And the Gemara says, "Go backwards," and he sees that they're weighing the meat of Rabbi Akiva in the market. There's no shaila that this is that. This is a guzma. There's a hadorah to it, but this is an exaggerating explanation of what happens to Rabbi Kiva's meat. Has to chalila that they would take the meat of even if Rabbi Kiva they wanted to kill him. That we're going to see. There's another medrash that says that's not what happened. There are serious medrashim, and that's okay. But the Gemara does say zutar zutzchara. The Gemara answers. The Rebbe says kachol of machshava b'fanai. That's what happened. So, due to time, we need to ask ourselves the famous question. How did Rabbi Akiva get to such a high level of Kedusha that he was able to Mekadoshim Shamayim and not in any way deter one iota to be able to be Makel Kedus for Adam? We all know this is the same Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, if you find me eating the Talmud Chacham, and Ashchenu Kechamoyer, if you find me a Talmud Chacham, I'll bite his neck at the Gemara in Pesachim like a donkey. He hated Talmud Chachamim, the Gemara says. They're a tremendous sinner. They say a beautiful Maisa. Somebody once came to Tzemach Tzedek, and he said to him, "You know, we're looking for a rov by our town. We're just wondering if the Tzemach Tzedek could recommend a specific individual." Tzemach Tzedek said, "Yeah, you know, this guy he's a knowledgeable, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's an old muflug, the middle's nice and tavim. Of course, take him." So the people of the town took him as the Rav. You might think it was all happy days, but after a few months, the people of the town, the members of the shul, they do what they always do. Mavaza the Rav. "Well, we're off today. Why is it that you got a pink or something, some a slight stain on your shoe or something? Why are the lights put on, or why wasn't the door locked?" Right? These are the things that happen still today. And Mazalza the Rav made his life a misery. So he went to the Tzemach Tzedek. He said, "What should I do?" So the Rebbe called over the Tzemach Tzedek called over the president and the executive. And he said, "You know, in the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said, when I was an Amah Aretz,
I wish I could have taken the neck of a Talmud Chochem and bite him, eaten the Talmud Chochem. So the Talmud said, hey, bothered me for so many years. Why do I need to go and find a Talmud Chochem, eaten me? Go into the base of Medrash and you'll find one there. Who do you biting then? What's this? Me eaten the Talmud Chochem. He says, no, I understand Pshat. He says, because the Amoritz needs to know 100% that the Talmud Chochem is mamash a Talmud Chochem. He really is a Talmud Chochem. So first you come to the Rav, the Talmud Tzedek, and he asks, is he Takam Muflu B'Middas? Is he a Talmud Chochem? Does he know Shas Poiskin? Once you know that, oh, now you can actually be rid of him and have a good reason to be able to blame everything on him. I thought just, Yitzchak Borkid was very similar. He had also an issue with those who, you know, he said in the old days, people used to go to the Rosh Hashiva if they were rich. They went to the Rosh Hashiva of a town, and they would go to the Rosh Hashiva and say, have you got a Chosh of a Bacha? And we'll give a grace and Adam, right, to support the Bacha to live, to learn in Torah. He says, and obviously, they'd spend the money, and they'd support their son-in-law. But what was the reason why they did this? Because every Amoritz wanted that he'd have some time with Chochem to oppress, to make his life difficult. He says, like a Yekiva. He says, that used to happen in the old generations. He says, now the generations have become clever. What do they do nowadays? If I ask himself, why should I spend thousands of rubles myself for one Talmud Chochem in my house? He says, you know what? I've got a better plan. 1,000 people of the Kehillah come together to appoint one Rav. They only have to pay a few pritters every single week, and they can still oppress the Talmud Chochem. The Yehudit Zagvoga said. But his appeal to the Gezach, you think about Rabbi Akiva, that he had such a hatred for Talmud and Chochem, and yet he gets to this level of tremendous heights. Makil Kehillahs for Rabbim. I know there's not enough time to go through the Gemara with you. I always think, I think you might notice, I like to show you the Makor that you can see the Makor for yourself. The Gemara which I would like to have quoted would be the Gemara in Ksubas. Famous Gemara, which takes us through the story of the life of Rabbi Akiva, where he starts at his humble beginnings. He was a shepherd. There is a shit in Tosfos, I can't remember where it is, but there's a shem, I'll find it. There's opinions that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Chochem, and he was Lema Torah before 40. Stiras and Midrashim, and Pergavot Surm Nosin is Mavur that Heaven Mazavak, Barak, Leem. We learn from there this idea there. Bekiva said, Avorim Shachakum Bayim, the power that water can bore a hole in a stone for over a period of such a long time, 40 years, I think it was, that's what he saw. It means that Bekiva was watching the stone every single day. We find these ideas in Gemara, where certain things are slightly complex to understand in their contradictory form. But one thing we know is that in the end, he sees the daughter of Kalba Savua, and she likes to look at him. He's a handsome young man. He clearly shows hidden talent. And the Gemara just tells unbelievably how Rabbi Akiva goes to the next level. To me, there was something which I noticed as parallels between, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. What were the parallels? They both carried the Torah to the next generation to Klal Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Akiva was the one that ensured the Masorah to continue, and he lost his Talmidim, but he made another 5. They both were shepherds. Right? He was the Raya of Kalba de Savua. He was the shepherd of Kalba Savua. They both put their lives on the line, what they believed was right. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, the people are going to kill me. What do you want me to do? But he still stood up for Klal Yisrael in every single way he could. Rabbi Akiva was willing to be Moshe Nefesh and be Makel Kedus for Rabbi. Funny one, both left their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Pe'ah, with the Shechina, who's every moment the Ovation can talk to him. And Rabbi Akiva leaves his wife for 24 years. They never gave up. 24,000 Talmidim, right? A Rosh Hashiva of 24,000 Talmidim, and every single one of them dies. A person would have chaloshes. But no, not Rabbi Akiva. He rebuilds again. We rebuild from the ashes. How did they succeed? How? What made Rabbi Akiva achieve, get to such a level? I think there's one very simple answer. And that is the middle of Anivus. It could have only been Rabbi Akiva who said, Klal Godlo Batei Rav After Echok Meichok. Only Rabbi Akiva who knew Kol HaShas Kuloi, and he knew Tilei Tidim Shal Alofas, and he was the one that darshened them, would be able to say that Klal Godlo Batei Rav After Echok Meichok. How is that possible? There are tremendous mitzvahs in the Torah. Mitzvahs Mila, Shenichas Olof Yud Gimel Brises. I mean, this, and yet, V'hafter Eichel Kamoicha in Parshas Kadesh. It's a Dvarim Nifloim. It's how? Because Rabbi Kiva says a very interesting thing. He says, when I learned Shema, I understood that Kabbalah Zumach Shema means Afidu Hu Noidilus Nafshachal. What does it mean? How could it be that I'm trying here in this world to serve the Rabbi Shlomo Olam, and that the Rabbi Shlomo is going to take away my life to serve him? Allah isn't living this world so it's supposed to be Marbek of Shemayim, and by me not living in this world and my life being taken away, isn't that the polar opposite of what the intention and the purpose is? And the answer is no. Because it's about the perspective that we have in life. What is true anivus? Anivus is the source of everything in this world that we have today. Why? Because anivus is a person should be mevatel ritzoinoi. In order to be mevatel ritzoinoi, it's the ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does that mean? A person should be mevatel his ratzon to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It means he understands that my only way of connecting to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, my only way of coming close, is that when I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm doing it all because I was commanded Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvosov, because Hashem commanded me. And through the commandment, that's why I'm doing it. I don't understand it, but I do because this is the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The true chias, as the Sfas always says, it lies behind what we see the cloak. But within it, when a person is mevatel himself, and he makes himself humble, which means I don't understand, and the more I understand, the less I understand, the easier it is to connect to seeing the actual koyach that gives the ability for the whole creation of the world to still be established is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the koyach. And that's what ensures the stability. So therefore, somebody who has that level of anivus, like Rabbi Kiva understood, the pasuk v'sadishim v'yisem kedoshim k'shem she'akadosh atzmachem lamato kach akadosh atzchem lo'olam haba. He understood that true chiyus in this world, it's not the chiyus that we're living for because we live alive physically. It's not that. It's that connection that we have the opportunity to make, to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the different cloaks and dvarim gashmi, which by pulling aside that cloak, we can get close to what's there in the pnimius. But a person who is always too great and big for himself can never see what's inside there, because he's always seeing himself as, well, why do I have to, ich bin ein Mensch, I can do what I want. But a person who has humility is willing to be mevatel himself, and the bittul itself allows for him to thus remove that cloak and connect to the true chiyus. And that is v'yisadishta v'yisim kudashim. So I think that be'ezah Hashem, what we can take from Rabbi Akiva, his mesiras nefesh, l'kadoshim shamayim, is that if a person is willing to be mevatel himself, he's willing to make himself humble, it translates to everything. But a person makes himself humble, then he will be able to connect to the source of Kedusha and taka b'yizaycha to makayim to get to that point of Kedushim to you, Yichadish Ani Hashem. Thank you. Amen.